أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومنهم أميون لا يعلمون الكتاب إلا أماني وإن هم إلا يظنون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained about the rabbis, the ulama, the scholars of the Jews, how they had misled the people. They made tahrif, they changed the Torah, they changed the Injil in various ways, and they misled the people. So that was the evil of the leaders of them. Yeah, in this ayat now, Allah explains of the laity, the general public, or rather more specifically those who are not learned, those who did not have the knowledge of their deen, and which are called in Arabic as ummi, a person who is not learned. And ulama have written that he is called ummi because his connection is only with his mother, which is mother. And the father's duty was to teach him all about deen, about how to read, write, etc. And his nisbat, his connection was not with his father. The father did not teach him, or the father did not arrange for his learning. He was only connected to his mother, and therefore he remained ignorant and is called an ummi. So Allah Ta'ala here refers to these people, that the general public, what their condition is. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ اور بعض ان میں بے پرہے ہیں. And there are those people amongst the Bani Israel who were not learned, who were not the scholars, who did not have the knowledge of their kitab. لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابِ کہ خبر نہیں رکھتے کتاب کی. إِلَّا أَمَانِي سِوَائِ جھوٹی. They just had some of their opinions, some of their thoughts that they have. Like the public generally just go what they think is right, who they think is right, they just follow in that way. وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ اور وہ صرف گمان کرتے ہیں, خیالات رکھتے ہیں. And they only have thoughts, they haven't got anything solid. The scholars who studied the Torah, Injil, they are the ones who hate the Kitab, but they mislead their people. So much so, the Quran itself, Quran Sharif itself says that these were the people who told their followers, لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا, that only the Jews or the Christians will enter Jannah, nobody else. So the public just followed that we are Jews or we are Christians, so we will enter Jannah. And in another place, that they will only enter Jannah if they have to go to Jahannam, it will be just for a little while, it won't be forever. So these were only their leaders, their scholars were misleading them, and they did not know the truth, and they just followed the scholars. Also we learn that in the Quran Sharif, in so many places, which we have to be very careful about, that Allah explains the condition of the people of Jahannam, where there will be great fights taking place between the leaders and the followers. The followers will blame their leaders that you people landed us here in Jahannam. We followed you, we listened to you, and this is what happened to us. The leaders in turn will tell them, we did not tell you this, we did not force you to follow us. So much so that the worst leader of our enemy, leader of mankind, Shaitan, the Quran clearly depicts what will happen with regard to him and the people also. He will say that I never ever forced you. I only told you do this, do that. You yourself did all the wrong things. Now don't blame me. I can't help myself. Where can I help you? I can't help you. So the Quran has explained this, and this is for us to ponder and think about, that we are not going to be in this dunya forever. Akhirat is going to come, and then we will have to see where we stand and who we were following. Yeah, Allah has given us the opportunity to learn our deen, or if we don't learn it in full, we are occupied with other things, at least that we take out some time to ponder and think that what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to do. The world clearly sees that even the non-Muslims are opposing all the wrong ways which have been forced onto the people. In whichever way the people have been forced to go, what are things that they are going to destroy them, that they are going to harm them. The believers were really those people who were supposed to lead mankind. But we also following in that way. And we also accepting all that which they are saying without thinking, just like these ummi log, people of the Ahle Kitab, they also just followed blindly what their leaders told them. So we also should think that who we are following and what are we following. Are we bringing our own destruction with our own hands just by following them? We are allowing other people to make decisions in our life, whether it is the media, whether it is other people. And we should always think, which the Quran has depicted, not in one or two places, but many places, that how the people will be fighting, screaming, yelling, and be at the throats of one another in Jahannam. But all the other azab of Jahannam, this will be also one great punishment. And unfortunately, some of us experience it in our homes, where in our homes we find we are screaming at one another, blaming one another. There is no peace in that home. Small little children are also so much affected by that, by the parents shouting, screaming at one another. That is a punishment which will be really in its fullest in Jahannam. May Allah save us of it here in this dunya also, and especially in the akhirat. May Allah fully protect us from all these wrong things. And Allah has made the Bani Israel, which everyone knows how they went astray, though they were the favorites of Allah Ta'ala, but how they went astray, and it is all for us to learn a lesson, and that we don't follow them, and we don't become like them. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand that whether it is the leaders of this ummah, the ulama, or whether it is the public who are following the ulama, both of them, they should see in which direction they are going. And Allah has made a very firm basis for that, and we should follow the wahi ilahi, the revelation of Allah, which is absolute, which can never be false in the least. But and even using the word false with regard to the words of Allah Ta'ala is also disrespect, because there is no possibility of it, there is no relationship with it. And we are now, instead, when we left that, we are following the ways of atheists, of non-believers, people who are napak all the time, who got no idea of paki, people who have got kufr and shirk in their heart. And unfortunately, they have begun to follow them and regard that as the absolute. And we fight their case, and we give preference to their case over everything else. We should think in which direction we are going and where it leads to. May Allah guide us all.